Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Joe Tankersley is here. Joe is a futurist and a writer and somebody who's focused on connecting the dots so that you and I can have a little better view of what's coming at us from the future. He's the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Making Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck. He spent a number of years as a writer and a producer at the Disney organization, and so we've enjoyed having him as a member of our brain trust. Joe Tankersley, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. So, I one of the things I know that you're doing and that I admire is helping people understand that you know the our planning and our efforts, part of our efforts, should be focused on where we're going to be. Not where we are, and whether that's should be for you, should be next year or 3 years or 5 years or 10 or even 20 years. If you're talking about a business, we're probably talking 3 to 5 year planning. If you're talking about a community, you're probably talking about 20 year planning, but generational planning, right? And you couch a lot of your work in what's called the fourth industrial revolution. Would you define that for us?
Sure. I'll take a shot at it. The fourth industrial revolution is an attempt to expand on what many people call the digital revolution. Mm-hmm. The last 50 years, we've seen major changes in business, and we've attributed most of those to the introduction of computers.
That's right.
What we're realizing is that's just a small part. The real revolution is actually expanding from, to include things that were driven by computers, robots, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and we're now talking about how it's changing with nanotechnology and biological processing.
Blockchain. Don't forget blockchain.
And blockchain, absolutely, yeah. And all of those things together just feel, for those people who, talk about economic systems, felt much bigger than just a digital revolution. So they started using this term called the fourth industrial revolution. But the fundamental idea is that we are on the verge of a change in how we think and do, how our economic systems work, that it equals the first industrial revolution. Mm-hmm. In terms of its impact. And in fact, many people would argue it's going to be much bigger because it's going to happen much faster.
Well, I've been saying that the next thing that we're going to have, and I do believe that the AI and blockchain are those two things are going to quantum leap what we've had in the terms of making an adjustment from one generation to the next generation of change. I believe those two things are going to give us going to be a quantum leap step, and they're going to create a disruption. They are creating a disruption that is internet class disruption, only I think much greater than the internet. What do you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. And when you take all of those technologies that are happening simultaneously and you look at them, what you're really talking about is they have some common impacts. One of them is that they're going to affect everybody. Blockchain is a perfect example. We're going to see it affect, everybody from the common consumer to banks to governments.
To states, governments, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, the United Nations is already starting to use blockchain to revolutionize some of their aid efforts.
Here's what's interesting about that is those politicians, and there's, UN is not nothing if not political, wherever they may be in City Hall or at the UN or in Washington, D.C., those guys are thinking blockchain is going to be another way of doing business. And what they're not realizing, some of them, I think, is that it's going to replace and make their jobs totally obsolete. What do you think?
No, Oh, no, absolutely. And that's the kind of the part of this whole thing that's really interesting, that many of the people who are promoting this idea of this new industrial revolution are management and upper-level type managers and thinkers. Much of this technology is going to be the first technological revolution that is going to replace what the work they did with artificial intelligence, with software. And that's one of the biggest questions. We don't really know the long-term impact, because historically, new technology has ultimately added to the overall job pool.
Mm-hmm.
There is some concern that this fourth industrial revolution may not do that, because it's not, it's going to eliminate.
And yet, Joe, we've been saying that now for how many years? And here we are with record, literally unprecedented unemployment, with an economy that's doing well, but it's not exploding. And with all this new tech, we still need more workers. And so I'd like to come back and talk about that when we come back. What is the impact on jobs of technology, and what you and I need to be planning for in our small businesses? Joe Tankersley and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.